rich man bought the young and stung with adventure in your souls. There's better ways to spend your days than working down the hole. I was tall and true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I, the ganger's blue-white boy, was I, Big Jack could do no wrong. And the reason simply was because I worked both hard and long. I was tall and true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I was tall and true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. Curse the day that I went to work on the hydro dams. Or sweat and tears, old vampires bound up in sugar and jams. I was all and true, all a 6 foot two, and they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I was all and true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack.
You can't beat the Irish, and you can't beat a bit of home when looking for quality Irish goods. For over 10 years, our massive selection, convenience, and service have made a bit of home the choice for shoppers across Canada and the USA seeking Irish quality and uniqueness. But don't just take our word for it. Drop into our store in the Tompkins Shopping Center at the corner of Rathbone Road and Tompkins in Mississauga. We're open Tuesday through Sunday for your convenience. If surfing the net is your thing, visit our online store open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at abitofhome.ca. Celebrating 10 years of quality and uniqueness, a bit of home, purveyors of Irish and British goods. The Galway Arms, located at 840 the Queensway, is your home away from home in Toronto's West End. To get the entertainment and sports lineup, call the Keane family at 416-251-0096 or visit them at thegalwayarms.ca.
And some live sport at the Galway Arms in the next few days. On today at noon, we've got Six Nations Rugby, England versus France. And on February 24th, we've got Six Nations Rugby with Scotland taking on Ireland at Murrayfield. Also, we've got club semi-finals going on today at the Galway Arms. And on the 23rd of February, we've got GAA Hurling with Cork taking on Tipperary and Dublin versus Offaly. Both those games are on at 2 o'clock. On Saturday, February the 16th, that's tonight, the Toronto Gales Pub Night, music by the Irish guys. Lots of prizes to be given out on the night, including a 40-inch LCD TV. Please support the club by purchasing the tickets for $5. And on February the 23rd, that's next weekend, Mayo Association's annual Pub Night. Right, we've been promoting the Saw Doctors here for a few weeks. They're coming to downtown very soon. I first heard this song at a live concert in the Phoenix Park. This is the Saw Doctors with Hey Rap.
We'll go away. This next track is from a great Welshman, Tom Jones, and it's a lead-in to a great lady we're going to have on for an interview. Terry Smith is coming up, and here's this track called She's a Lady.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine.
Well, Mark, on the line now we have Terry Smith from the Ireland Fund of Canada, and she's the co-chair of the luncheon this year, the 30th annual. Terry, how are you doing? Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Ken and Mark. I'm doing just fine, thank you. And just before we get into the lunch, I want to congratulate both of you for taking on this show. It's already been a big hit, and I'm sure Eamon would be thrilled to know that you two are at the microphone. So thank you from all of us for continuing this.
Thanks very much, Terry. You know, you know yourself, we have the faces for it anyway.
We need to record these compliments because I think we'll run out of steam eventually.
Oh, I do. Yeah, we'll have to put these on tape. We'll play them back when people are tired of listening to us, for sure.
True.
So, Terry, you have the big day coming up. A favorite of Mark and mine, too, for sure.
Very good. That's great. It's a favorite of many of those in the Irish community and in corporate Canada. Yes, it's our 30th St. Patrick's Day luncheon, and Barry Collum and I are thrilled to be co-chairing it again this year. We actually have a cause for the lunch this year, which is hunger. And when you think about, you know, our Irish ancestry and so many people coming to Canada because of the famine, Barry and I felt very strongly that the St. Patrick's Day luncheon should be focusing on hunger, because here we are 165 years later and there's still hunger in Ireland and there's a lot of hunger in Canada. And just for example, there are over 900,000 people in Canada who access the food banks every single month. And so it's a huge amount. And in Ireland, their food banks have increased in 2012 alone by 109%. So we feel it's a great cause. And once again, we will have Diageo as our key beverage sponsor. And the Quins have sponsored our great pub. So in our pub, we are going to have a huge President's Choice truck. And we're hoping people will come with their $20 to buy a food hamper, because for every dollar provided, that allows the food banks to buy $25 worth of food. So $20 would buy $500 worth of food, which is very cool.
That's amazing, and it is. It's hard to believe that at this day and age that we're still suffering with hunger, not only in Ireland but all around the world. So congratulations to you guys. I think it's a fantastic cause, and people can also go online, right, Terry, and pre-buy their hampers.
They can, and in fact they have. I have to say that our tickets are well over 80% sold, and we've got 3-4 weeks left before the lunch, and so they can go to theirelandfunds.org. So theirelandfunds.org, or they can call Jane Noonan at 416-367-8311. But I do want to tell you that in order to help us raise all this money for hunger, we've got some special guests coming this year to the 30th St. Patrick's Day lunch, and none other than funny man Brendan Grace is coming back.
Ah, that's brilliant news. He's a riot.
He is a riot, and we all love him, and everyone keeps asking us to bring him back. So from the good graces of one of our donors, we've been able to bring him back. And, of course, we will have the great Brogue Dancers and the O'Mortleys in our pub afterwards. And so it's going to be a fabulous afternoon. And, of course, it is all afternoon. So, people should not think they're going back to work. Starts at 11, ends at 5, and we have some fabulous raffle prizes. You won't believe. We have a weekend in the final round of the Masters Golf in Atlanta, Georgia, in the spring, courtesy of our event marketing company, SDI Marketing. We have a trip for two from Tourism Ireland, and we're working on another one. We have a weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in downtown Toronto with a spa and all. And you could be chief of police for the day if you so choose. And we'll have lots more, but these are just some of our raffle events and prizes and lots of activity. Tickets are $300 a ticket or $3,000 for a table of 10, so encourage everyone to get their friends together and just come on out and support a great cause and get ready for, our month of Irishness, the month of March. We're Friday, March the 8th. We're a week earlier this year, but we wanted to be a little bit ahead of the March break and make sure we get as many people as possible. So thrilled that people have bought so many tickets so far, and we'll hope it'll be another sellout.
Terry, one of the things I really like about the luncheon is that you tend to see a lot of the same people, and you may not see them for a year, but that's the event you'll see them at. Do you get a lot of, that would suggest that there's certainly a loyal following, but do you get a certain percentage drop out and then come back in, or do you have to replace, say, 15% every year, or how does that really run?
Well, Mark, that's a good question. We do get a lot of the same supporters each year, which is fantastic, and is our mainstay of the lunch. But every year, I would say we probably get about 20% new, and this year we're well above that, and I think it's because, we've been really marketing it very hard, and we have a good cause of hunger that people can rally around, and a lot of corporations buy tables for their for their clients, and so we have a lot of Bay Street executives that buy tables and financial institutions and legal institutions. So it's a great cause, and even for many of those who aren't quite Irish, they certainly are by the end of the lunch.
Yeah, they're all Irish on that day and that month for sure, Terry. That's fantastic. We certainly look forward to being down there and seeing you down there and raising a toast to St. Patrick himself. And, of course, one of the things Mark and I were chatting about, we're probably going to lobby a little bit maybe to move this to a Thursday, because it's going to be awful hard for us to get up on Saturday morning and come in and do this show.
Oh, well, gosh, we hadn't thought about that, but we'll certainly take that under advisement.
Good. I mean, you're in a powerful position there as chair of this thing. Hopefully now we're getting into the right people,
Oh, yeah, exactly. You've got power in high places, I must say. Exactly. Yeah. So I just want to say again, tickets are going very quickly. And so please give Jane Noonan a call, our executive director, at 416-367-8311. Or go online to theirelandfunds.org and click on events, and you'll find us. And if for some reason you can't make the lunch, please buy a hamper online. They're $20 and goes to a fabulous cause.
And Terry, we'll also post all this on our Facebook and on our website as well for you.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Terry, thanks a million for joining us today. We've thoroughly enjoyed you coming on. And again, we'll see you for sure at the luncheon.
Yes, we will. Friday, March the 8th. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye now.
Bye.
For over 12 years now, the Belfast Lounge has been the go-to place in Mississauga for great food, great ambiance, and a traditional Irish welcome. Located at 5165 Dixie Road at AIMCO, just north of Eglinton, Colin McCullough and his staff will be pleased to welcome you to an Irish bar and restaurant that evokes memories of some of Ireland's great classic pubs. You can choose your spot at the bar, dine in the comfortable restaurant section, or just stretch your legs in the cozy lounge area. The cuisine of Executive Chef Colin is renowned, whether you are dropping in for a fast pub grub lunch or a more leisurely evening dinner with family and friends. We look forward to seeing you at the Belfast Lounge, an Irish oasis in Mississauga. Call us at 905-212-9048 for group bookings or to find out our upcoming entertainment schedule. We're located at 5165 Dixie Road at AIMCO, just north of Eglinton Avenue.
Jim, can you believe it's been 20 years since we opened the Clara House? Thanks to our loyal customers.
Nora, it's gone by in the blink of an eye, and I don't feel a day older than when we started.
Although you have a lot less hair.
That's true. Our road certainly did take a different turn. I never thought that we would be manufacturing the finest selection of Clada and Celtic jewellery in the country when I came here 43 years ago as a hand engraver.
I know. I think back to the small handful of designs we started with, and since then you've come up with so many great ideas.
Well, I must admit, I have come up with a few beauties.
You can see all this wonderful jewellery in our showroom at the Clara House, right across from the Eaton Centre, at 211 Young Street on the second floor, suite number 201. We are just south of Shooter Street, north of Queen Street. You can reach us at 416 366 1247 or email us through our website at clara-house.com.
Dora Kyo's on the Danforth. Remember, folks, every Thursday at 9 p.m. and Saturday at 4 p.m., they've got live sessions. Tonight, Saturday, February the 16th, it's Whitney Rose with Devin Cuddy. JT's House Party, open stage hosted by Julian Taylor. That's Monday, February the 18th, and Monday, February the 25th. Wednesday, February the 20th, it's Kevin and Samantha Kennedy. Friday, February 22nd, The Circumstantials. Saturday, February the 23rd, The Woodshed Orchestra. And on Friday, March the 1st, it's Root Magic. So folks, come on down to Dora Kyo's on the Danforth. And don't forget, live sessions every Thursday night at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at 4 p.m.
You know, they say the most anticipated pint is the one that follows a hard day's work. Well, that's why beer drinkers the world over often start the night off with a cold, fresh, ultra-smooth pint of Guinness. So why not kick off your night with one? Where things go from there is really up to you. It's not clingy like that. Guinness Draft. Drink Guinness responsibly.
Yes, folks, here we go with the Guinness Community Calendar of Events. The Toronto Traditional Irish Music School continues at the Emerald Isle Senior Centre on Monday nights, and that's going to run through to the end of March. Beginners and intermediate classes in both tin whistle and fiddle are offered. Sunday, February the 17th, Lorna Gale are having their club fundraiser. And on Thursday, February the 21st, the Toronto Irish Players present Midden. That's at the Alumni Theatre, 70 Berkeley Street. TorontoIrishPlayers.com for more information. On Saturday, February the 23rd, Mayo Association Pub Night is going to be held at the Galway Arms. On February the 27th, the light-footed Patrick O'Dea is back by popular demand from Ireland, and he'll be at the Emerald Isle Seniors Centre, 1190 Danforth Avenue, 7:30 to 9:30. Call Maureen Mulvey O'Leary for more information. The Ireland Fund of Canada are having their young professionals coming out on the February the 28th. They're hosting the Landmark Table Quiz, and it's going to be at the Jason George Bar, 104 Front Street East in Toronto. Meetup time is 7:30. The table quiz will run from 8 to 10 p.m. and tickets can be bought at the door. And don't forget, folks, this is going to a great cause, the Twist Soup Kitchen in Galway City. On Sunday, March the 3rd, Cardinal Collins will celebrate the Mass in honor of St. Patrick's at St. Celia's at 3 p.m. Brian Farmer, who of course is our Grand Marshal this year, will carry the banner of St. Patrick at the opening procession. On Friday, March the 8th, it's the 30th Annual Ireland Fund of Canada Luncheon. Special guest, Brendan Grace. Give Jay Noonan a call at 416-367-8311 or go to irlfunds.org. Friday, March the 8th, and Saturday, March the 9th, it's the annual Toronto Irish Film Festival. More information is available at tirff.com. On Sunday, March the 10th, it's the Irish Person of the Year luncheon. That's honouring the Toronto Irish players. You can get more information at 905-773-4136. And on March the 15th, St. Patrick's Parade Society presents the Grand Marshal's Ball at the Toronto Hilton, honouring Brian Farmer. It was great having Brian on the show last week, wasn't it, Mark? And I know you've got a little bit more information.
I've been told tickets are selling out fast, Ken. They're $150 each. That's Friday, March 15th. Contact Lorraine Morley at 647-821-5681 or email her at lorrainemorley@rogers.com. Folks, they're selling out fast.
You want to get in and get those. It's going to be a great night down there at the Hilton, lads and lassies. And of course, on March the 16th, St. Patrick's Eve Ceilidh is happening at the Montgomery Inn at 7 to 11pm. And you can go back there the following day if you want a nice cup of tea between 1 and 4. Sunday, March the 17th, folks, it's the 26th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Lots of information available at topatrick.com. Sunday, March the 17th, a little bit later on, from 4 till 11, the Burlington Legion is having its annual St. Patrick's Day dinner. There'll be loads of Ceolagus crack down there. On Tuesday, March the 19th, the Saw Doctors perform at the Opera House. You can get your tickets at livenation.com. These guys are fantastic in concert. You should get yourselves down there. April the 4th to the 7th, the CULTUS North American Annual Convention is happening in Washington, D.C. And on Friday, April the 19th, the Toronto Rose of Tralee Selection Ball will be held at Atlantis in Ontario Place. Tickets are $125, and that includes a full bar. For more information, you can visit the Guinness Community Calendar of Events at IrishCanadaMag.com. And of course, Mark, people can also go now to our website, SaturdayIrishRadio.com, and visit us on Facebook as well, folks. We'll be posting lots of information up there, and come on out and enjoy all these great events through February and March.
Right, Kenny, Family Day is Monday, right?
Yeah, big day.
Sure. Of course, we don't celebrate Family Day in Ireland. This is a nice gift holiday for us in February. Welcome. So you have a sister and a brother, right?
I do.
All right. And I know that this is something that parents never talk about, but did your mommy and daddy have a favorite in there somewhere? Was it like, were you the favorite? Are you the? No. I know you're fair haired, but are you the fair haired child?
I wouldn't say that now at all. No, there were. I wasn't the favorite, but you know, I would say it was probably my sister. You know, growing up, that's what I thought. Of course, now they'll have a different opinion. You know, Mark, because I'm like the prodigal son now. You know, when I come back, you know, everything is out. The mammy bakes all my favorite stuff, puts on all the cabbage and the bacon. Oh, everything is about Ken, and I take awful abuse from my brother and sister. You know, the son, the favorite son, is back. So it wasn't that way growing up, but it might be that way now.
I wonder how they decide on the favourite. How do they make that decision?
You know, it's a tough one. You know, you've got two lovely girls now. You know, how do you make that decision? You can't really. I keep telling my three, they're all my favourites anyway. What about you, though? I'd say you were probably the favourite, Mammy's favourite.
Well,
a Mammy's boy, I'd say.
I'm an awful man for abuse, and I always was. And I think as a result of that, I was the least favourite. So I have two sisters and a brother. And my sister's is older and one is younger. And then my brother is very young. Well, I suppose 31 is very young. But, you know, I was the least. I was always playing tricks on him. I was always up to divilment. And, you know, I wasn't a great lad in the school either. So I didn't really do many things to endear my parents to me, to be honest with you. So I would say I was fourth out of four now, to be honest with you.
Good quality right there, isn't it?
Yeah. And so what about family traditions? Does anything come to mind that was something that, when you think about the things you did with the mammy and the daddy and you went off in the nice Rover car for maybe a drive to the seas, is there any family tradition that, you know, you were consistent with every year?
That's a good question now. Up to Dublin, we'd go up to Dublin and, you know, do the tour of Dublin, you know, the Culchies packing the lunch and away we go, you know. That was probably the most consistent thing that I remember, you know, from my youth, I suppose, you know, going up to Dublin on holidays and spending a bit of time around the big city, you know.
Would you sing a song in the car?
All the little games, the dad would have all the games going, you know, the license plates and, you know, spot the army truck and all these things.
Well, we used to sing, we're off to Dublin in the green, And of course, I still don't know all the words of it, but my dad was a wonderful singer, so he would keep us amused all the way. 60 miles from Abbey Leaks to Dublin, you can get a lot of songs in there.
You could indeed. Now, what was your favourite thing, of course, you know, sitting around the...
I'd say one of the things that, as a family, we were notoriously consistent with was our vacation in August. We always went as a family for the first 2 weeks of August. That was kind of the shutdown time. So, and for many, many years, we went down to a place in Wexford called Cairn, near Cairn Sore Point. And just got away from it all. That was something that we always did as a family, that I would say if there was one thing I would pick, I would say it was the vacation.
Did you bring like your little bucket and shovel and everything like that too?
I did. And then when I got a little bit older, I had the European swimming trunks on, right?
I was afraid to ask. Don't even want to picture that, folks. Huh? I'd say we lost a few listeners there. All right. What's coming up next, Mark?
Well, we've got... on the whole theme of a family weekend, we've got the Cranberries to close things off here. And Ode to My Family. And of course, just a reminder for everyone, if you need to get a hold of us, please visit our website. It's under construction right now, but we'll have that up and running very soon at www.saturdayirishradio.com. Also visit our Facebook page at Ceolagus Crack. You'll find us right there. And email us at ceolaguscrack@saturdayirishradio.com. Have a wonderful family day weekend, everyone, and thanks for joining us.
Slán.
Programming for our Irish community can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. This is AM 1430, CHKT, Fairchild Radio, Toronto.
The following are programs for the international communities of Great